Cause you're a sky, cause you're a sky full of stars.
Welcome to the AAA April 2018 podcast. I do apologise for the lateness of this podcast. Holidays interfered with its production. This time, we visited Jodrell Bank. The sun crossed the celestial equator on March the 20th, and at the beginning of April was 5 degrees above it. By the end of the month, it will have increased its declination by a further 10 degrees. The result of this is that we will have approximately 13 hours of daylight at the beginning of the month, increasing to approximately 15 hours at its end. The sun rose at about 6:40 a.m. and set around 7:30 p.m. at the beginning of the month. At the end of the month, it will rise at about 5:30 a.m. and set at about 8:30 p.m. Remember that we are now in British summertime, and thus the times quoted are 1 hour ahead of Greenwich Mean Time. The moon will reach last quarter on the 8th of April and will be new on the 16th. It will reach first quarter on April the 22nd and will be full on the 30th. And now to the planets. Venus shines brightly in the west at sunset. It is pulling away from the sun. Its separation from the sun will increase over the next few months and will reach its greatest separation in mid-August, after which its orbit will bring it back to conjunction with the sun at the end of October. As it orbits between us and the sun, it shows phases which can be easily followed using a small telescope. Also, the size of its disk will grow as its orbit brings it closer to Earth. At the moment, Venus is further than the sun from us. As a result, its disk is small, about 10 arc seconds in diameter. By mid-August, it will have grown to about 25 arc seconds, and by the end of September, as it approaches inferior conjunction with the sun, its disk will have grown to 50 arc seconds and will appear as a thin crescent. Mars lies in the constellation of Sagittarius, which unfortunately means that during this apparition it will remain low in the sky. This will make it more difficult to resolve surface details on the planet, as we will be looking through more atmosphere than when it is higher in the sky. This increases the amount of turbulence and the atmospheric murk which has to be peered through. Mars is getting closer to us, as a result of which its disk is increasing in size, growing in diameter from 8.5 to 11 arc seconds during the course of the month. Because of this, the planet will grow brighter. It starts the month at magnitude plus 0.3, and by the end of the month will have increased to minus 0.3. The planet will continue to brighten until opposition, which occurs on July the 27th. Jupiter will rise about 10 p.m. British summer time, but like Mars, lies on that part of the ecliptic that remains low in the sky during hours of darkness. The giant planet will show a disk some 44 arc seconds. Despite the low altitude, given reasonable weather conditions, it should be possible to see the main cloud belts of the planet and to watch the dance of the Galilean moons. Saturn is currently lying close to Mars. On April the 2nd, the two planets were just over a degree apart, but are now slowly moving away from each other. Saturn, like both Mars and Jupiter, will be low in the sky for this apparition. Uranus and Neptune are both too close to the sun to be observable this month. The spring sky is, by mid-evening, dominated by the constellation Leo the Lion. This part of the sky is well endowed by bright galaxies, enabling those with modest telescopic equipment to enjoy glimpses of distant objects millions of light years away. Between Theta and Iota Leonis lie a pair of galaxies which are in Messier's catalogue. M65 and 66 are spiral galaxies glowing at ninth magnitude. M65 is tilted sideways to us and so appears elliptical. Both galaxies are visible in the same low power field of view, and they lie approximately 30 million light years from us. If they are visible, there are three more Messier galaxies which are slightly more challenging. Imagine a line between Theta and Alpha Leonis. Find a point midway between the two stars and move south by about 2 degrees. M95 and 96 together with M105 are visible in the same low power field of view. M96 is about 35 million light years away and glows at 9 magnitude. M95 is slightly fainter and is a barred spiral, although this will not be visible in modest instruments. M105 is a giant elliptical galaxy which no longer has the resources to produce new stars. Before looking for these galaxies, remember to make sure you are as dark adapted as circumstances permit. This will make detecting faint objects much easier. And that's all for this month. Here's hoping for a few clear skies.